We're holding here in the Hakdama space 739, the Ramban's Hakdama for Bamidbar. And Ramban has interesting Hakdamas and Seif Pasuks in the Chumashim. Achar shebi'a teres hakabbalah seif hashlishi, hiskel ato l'sade b'seif hazah mitzvah shen stava b'nei arul moed. So in Bamidbar, he deals with many mitzvahs in the Mishkan. So he says in the Midbar, the tzur of the Mishkan, and this is a theme he's going to speak a lot about, that the Mishkan, in a sense, was a mini Har Sinai, everything about it. So he shows all the parallels. Vitziva vazara korv yumos kasham hashem kisokol yisokol vitziva la yavo liros kivalas akedush v'meisu kashehi is a shem peyarsal shem liros v'shmatem es mishras akedush v'gamakani yagash hashem yiskadoshu v'kaanim v'am v'inei tziva echtia mishmeres hamishchan v'keilo v'ichach nusoviv v'yana v'rochoik v'kaanim yagash hashem echisnagu boi v'chanoisoi v'seis oismasu mishmeres. So Bamidbar Nosai Baloischa deal with a Mishkan in Yonim. Vakol Mala Lemita Shekabud, like Masham Chazal, Ein Deme Palter Shamalach, Sheyesh Lo Shomrin, the Palter Sheyno Shomrin. So the entire Mahalach of the Mishkan and the Levium around and everything about it was a Pchina of Kavod as opposed to just a need for Shmir. Okay. Now Ramban says a little bit of a puzzling statement. All this whole sefer deals with mitzvahs that were only there b'shas, mitzvah shah. Now, it's true. So, it has temporary mitzvahs and events that happen as they were approaching Eretz Yisrael and so on. The aim of sefer is a mitzvahs noagos adoros, so losik tas mitzvahs binyanai karbonis, shizma sefer kahan vishem biurin shom. Vishima sefer. So he says, this mitzvah, there are no permanent mitzvahs. So tzitzis is the big question. I mean, tzitzis is in Bamidbar and we know it's as permanent as can be. So that's a kasha on the Ramban. But I'd like to address a little bit the general thrust of Ramban. I mean, what is Ramban saying over here? He's saying this all is dealing with temporary stuff. And it's called Bamidbar because it's that time. There's something strange about it because Torah is supposed to be Nitzchi. And to say that there's a whole sefer in the Torah that deals with inyanim that, and the Ramban says that, I mean, he makes a point, these are inyanim that happen only at a certain time. Mitzvahs are only get a certain time. It's one thing if it's telling me the history of Klal Yisrael, history is history. By nature, that's the definition of it. Ramban seems to say there's a bedafka here in that everything here is temporary. So, and the truth is, even the Mishkan is a temporary edifice. It's a temporary edifice. It's not like the Beis Hamikdash that happened to last 400 some odd years. It's Be'etzim. So I was thinking that maybe the pshat is there are what's the right word? There's a Torah that's relevant to temporary matzavim. If I can use like a cute muscle, a person has luggage, a good set of luggage to use whenever he travels. So in other words, there's a mitzias of Torah in its permanent base, and that's Yisrael, and Beis HaMikdash, and that's one surah. And then there's a surah of Yiddishkeit when Christ was on the go. And it happened in Midbar. There could be some element of relevance when we're in Golos. In other words, it's not a temporary situation that came and went, and that's it. And all those mitzvahs are not relevant, it's just history. It's the other way around. It's a description of what a journey looks like before you've gotten to the place. So that's a possible way of learning it. I don't know, you know, but I'll go upon him. That's what the Ramban says as Akdama for Sefer Midbar. The fact that he writes it as Akdama, it's telling me the framework is, and the name Midbar, by definition, the word Midbar is a temporary place. It's a place that you happen to journey. It's never a place that you really settle in. So it means that the Torah of the Midbars, the Torah of the places that you're journeying, but not establishing self. Okay, the next one is a Ramban that deals with the mitzvahs minyan Israel. What is the point of it? Well, what's the vayu called kudem Yisrael beis avoysim created of Israel? Hutzref hakosav lehagid mispar klal achashigir apratim ki nitzav meishvar sheyedu mispar mifkar am veyedu mispar kol shevet ki chein derech hamloisam loisam sa'am. So first thing he says is there were different levels of mispar individuals and how much in each shevet and then how much in all of Klal Yisrael. B'lavinaisik tamah mitzvah zoyis lo metzivim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell us to count them? You did need to organize Klal Yisrael based on Shvatim. So to appropriately designate each base of which Shevet it belongs to, that's, we understand. This group of people went this side, this side, this side, this side. But counting individually, there doesn't seem to be any need over here. Ulay ladim chazalem ki b'shiv nefshor ha'vaseh mitzrayim avatem kechol hayam kach v'kach ne'eshir. So one inyan could be, it's a way of kind of saying, look, you started with 70 nefashis, look where you've come. V'achakol devim ha'gevi yivne ladim ku maski l'goyim imchatz v'yorav terpenam z'ashomar v'seiru v'yorav chibosim v'yorav kol shah. So you could say also every time they went through something difficult, the Kach Baruch Hu shows that you're still chayav v'kayam and so on and so forth. So he says over here, a pshat, he's going to give now. It sounds like a chassidish pshat. And maybe it is. Maybe it's a pshat in a certain chassidish inyan. The oid, ki havbo lifnei av hanevi'im, the ochev tosh Hashem. When somebody appears to Moshe Rabbeinu, the av hanevi'im, and his brother, tosh Hashem, v'noyed aleim b'shmoy, and he announces himself with his name, it's a schus for a person. So he says poetically, it's a way of making you part of Klal Yisrael. Standing before Moshe and Aaron and saying, I am Yitzchak ben Avram, the Jew, it makes you part of the Klal of Klal Yisrael. This is the expression Hasidim use when they go to a Rebbe. You know, they don't speak about, they're not going to the Rebbe to ask him mispalel. They're being masked themselves for the Rebbe, to the Rebbe. And it's sort of a takeoff on this point, but it means that since the manig of the door is sort of the central nekuda, the axis around which everything revolves. So if I touch base with him, I'm part of that whole thing. It's like if I give a muscle, when you have like an axle with a central beam rod, and anything you stick in there, each piece that you stick in there becomes part of that whole circle. So every radius that you draw from a point outside to the center of the circle makes it part of that circle. So everybody in Klal Yisrael who stood before Moshe and Aaron and announced themselves, that's sort of an act of incorporating you in Klal Yisrael. V'chein lekulam schus b'mispar shim lefnei Moshe Aaron ki yasimu aleim einam l'tayva, and they will and on the other end from their side they will connect with them. They'll, you know, v'yivakshem rachmim. So it's a way in which the tefillas, the brachas of the Manigat Adar, can be chal on all the people that touch base with them. So it's a two-way street. It's a schus for me to incorporate myself in the klal by touching base with the manhig, and it's a way for their brachas to come to me. So uba midbas sinai rabba ra'itzi kach b'mispa shez go l'seich ala kodesh baruch hu l'manoisam b'kovid u'gdula kol echad v'echad. Don't go into a family and say, so tell me, give in short, how many people are there? 25 people living here. Okay, that's good enough. But rather, lekulin yein overmalov lefanecha be'emo be'kavod. Each one will pass by you be'emo be'kavod. V'atamaynoisa ador asir be'mispashem zaresav shonav ma'ala le'voisa. So the act of counting them is sort of touching base with each individual, and that's chshivas, and it's a kavod and so on. Then he says, so one pshat is this sort of connects you directly to Moshe Aaron, makes you part of Klal Yisrael. It's a schus, it's a bilateral schus, and so on. Then he says a much more al derech hapashut pshat, which is interesting because usually he reverses it. Usually starts at derech hapashut, and then he v'tochen shenema oid kehoyezer kederech shamalchus oise bevoyam lemelchama ki atoy muzimanim likanes laaretz v'lavi lemelchama. This was a preparation to go into Eretz Yisrael, which means they had to wage war. If you're gauging war, the first thing you want to know is have a very good idea of how many soldiers you have. The Torah doesn't rely on the nace of one chasing a thousand. So even on this week's parasha, we had that when things go well, we're going to have one chase a thousand, but that we're never semich on that. That's not the way we go into it. If Kadosh Baruch Hu's mesakas, we do it that way. So here again, you have one of many places, the Ramban and others, where you see that. Even this is the time in the Midbar, this is the Muhammad Sides Yisrael, which was definitely tons of Nisim, but the Nisim came as they came, but we approached it in Derech HaTevedik. V'oyt she'chalek lem ha'aretz ha'misparam, v'yoyda kamach ha'volam yupul lehem min ha'aretz ha'nechpeshes lehem, kilul li v'amaragli mo'yichosu shamiyat. And then he says, you also need to know, before the Meragli mo'chayte, they were going to go save Eretz Yisrael. So this was a preparation for dividing up Eretz Yisrael, knowing how many and so on and so forth. So the Ramban has four different pshatim on the counting. One is just the Lord Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another pshat is this inyan of touching base to be masking yourself before the Kedosh Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu, the Avi and the Vim and the Kedosh Hashem. A third pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not semech on their anes, he wants it to be done certainly with preparations for Derech HaTeva. And finally, the inyan of Chalukas Haaretz. Okay, the next piece is an Akedah. And with Akedah speaks also about the point of Minyan Kaisel, but he says a more specific point. So, the Ramban zal here balos his time of minyan zeh. The Ramban gives all these reasons. He quotes the reasons. Next paragraph. Omnam hayyisa noch beinayhu loydia kavanas hatoyra loykis b'maylosh le'musam kesherotzta latikom behisaroseha ulimudeha behiyesharoseha. The Torah is describing here two qualities of Klal Yisrael that are unique to Klal Yisrael. One, ha'echad, lehoyrish te'en la mitzius ma'levad ve'ech she'ezdami, av mitzius me'uyon toiv u'meshubach kizeh ma'sher lo v'akodes ha'chesh ha'meduyok. So he says here a profound point. We have two general disciplines of wisdom, knowledge. One we call the sciences, and one we call humanities, liberal arts, whatever you want to call it. what's the nafka meaning between the two? Besides what you can earn, or how much brains you need to learn it. But what's the difference between the two? So let's take an example. In science, what's the speed of light? The answer is going to be an exact number. If somebody says it tends to be close to such and such a number, that's not science. On the other hand, if you ask me what brings about the decline of nations in history, you say it tends to be when they feel, they don't feel threatened. They tend to squabble among themselves. You can't give an algorithm. You can't give a formula for it. You give a general idea and trend and so on. And that is the norm. So in science, until you don't have the formula, you haven't been even on the emes yet. And in the world of philosophy, ideas, etc., there is no such thing as an exact formula. It doesn't exist that way. So things that that are quantifiable, have a very, very strong metzias. It's a reality. We're not dealing here with a wish. We're dealing with reality. This is how much a weight it can hold under this temperature. And if you increase the temperature, increase the weight, it will buckle and will collapse. There's no be'erech or anything like that. When there was a doctor who davened b'asi yeshiva, and there wasn't any hot water, so he said, if you put it into the microwave for about 2 minutes, it'll heat it. So he said, he said, Lukowski, it's very, very unscientific. What do you mean about 2 minutes? So I told him, because the yeshiva's microwave is a very unscientific microwave. It has its own whims, and it decides in different occasions to do it in different amount of times. Mm-hmm. So Klai Yisrael is a real metzias. Klai Yisrael's metzias is very specific. We need Kohanim and Levim, we need this and that. So the numbers in Klai Yisrael, one founder, three of us, 12 Shvatim, 70 Nefashis, Shishim Libud, all of these numbers have very, very specific meaning, because it's not, it just happens to be a lot of people. There's a precision, because Klal Yisrael is something that's atzmi. This is very similar in a sense to the Maral, who, when he speaks about numbers in Chazal, he says, in Bechlal, when he speaks about Moshe Perkei Avos, or anywhere in Agarita, he says that Chazal's words are not al pi omden. Omden means approximation. It's a general thought, or a wise approach. It says they're very, very meduyek. In other words, the difference between something that's precise and it has to be exactly this way to something that is approximate, a generalization, and so on, is one is a metzias and one is not a real metzias. It's not just a random metzias as happened to be. Al metzias meuyin toy meshubah, very specific. Specific and exact numbers express that. Everything that's revealed in this world, the laws of science are very, very precise. This actually happens to be one of the topics that the philosophers of science or scientists actually ponder. Why are there these constants in the world? And nothing in the macro world, nothing is constant. Most people tend to react this way to aspirin. We don't have those exact numbers that physics produces. And yet at the level of a metzias, we get very, very specific numbers. And he brings a pasuk, "Kvar pirsei manovi mimodad b'shalom mayim v'shamayim b'zeres tikin." Who measured water out in a measuring cup and laid out the heavens with a ruler, with a bezeres, his finger? V'chol b'sholish afa ares v'shakal b'pelas horem v'voz maznaim. And he weighed the mountains and valleys. Yireh, The greatness and the beauty of the world lies in how well it's laid out. When you keep the numbers and the ratios exact, everything responds precisely. Anything that you mess up in these numbers, something, you know, collapses. In other words, the idea of, you know, like when you find drift sand, so a little more, a little less, the Bria is not casual. Everything has been built with precision. Everything has these numbers and these relationships. And this is one of the aspects of the precision of numbers and so on. Bris olam som la rucho b'chol u'shmura miyachas at haschaleser asher pina shvetehah. There's that firm commitment from the very shorish. Echad as Avram, others were three, and which is parallel to three kedushas. Roya mashiva kedekach v'shecholeches hashvatim mitbeis kedekach v'beis mazolos u'shara yachsim atzumim v'rama shakasavna shalem nema v'sfora kachavim and so on. So you have all of these different precise numbers in Klal Yisrael. Bine says lezeh im shekvar haya golav yadu lefan of schum klolam or pratam leshvatim led golim rotzi sashitay some derech hakechavim shemazol zibale mispe yadua v'chein kol mazel mazel kechav yadu mesol. So the same Akash Baruch Hu want to replicate the same exactness to Klal Yisrael. וכן לכל כך שהגיע דס מספרם זה השם ומציאוסו מציאוס משובח בדי הסדר של השלימים. כי זה מה שיש לבטוי מציאוסו חשבוסו, כמו שדי הסדר של מציאוסו יספרח, אם שלא ייתם בי מציאוס, מקום מוקרים קיימו יש לו מדי את המציאו. So על כפנים, he wanted us to understand how that all of these ideas of Ruchnius are not general ideas, very, very specific, and their reality. That's one. Omnam. Ha'inyan ha'sheini hu lavdilon mem gamke mitzad ma she'ilam avodikim rak b'min. In b'chol sharam mitzoyes ha'hoibes nefsodos hu la'luysen al-mayas nefsoyem al-yunim akir mishayim. It says, the more you go down, earth and sand are measured in volume. How much? How many? But you don't take each grain of sand and give it any special mitzias. Here, in Shemayim, every planet has a place, every star has a place. The Velta is between Ofer Aretz and Kreifa Shemayim. Is this nafkemina of, is it something that is, each unit has its own mitzias, or is it just weighed and measured in quantity, in bulk? So he says, so here also, Each one stands out himself. So when we counted these people, each one was counted as an individual. One. In other words, each one gets its own name, each one gets its own mitzias. So when we were counted, we were counted as individuals. So everybody in Kaisel has his own unique person. Each one has his own unique mitzias, and that's why Moshe Parshas Nosa, when we have all the karbanos, each one is listed separately. We don't say, well, all the nesiim came and they all brought karbanos. Each one is unique. So the Torah couldn't list every single person in Klal Yisrael, the Shishin Ribui, but the nesiim were listed individual, because each one, even though they brought the same carbon and they were part of the same process, but each one has its own myla or mitzvah. So it's like you say many stars, but I can identify each star and give it a mitzvah. So he says over here also, and I think this is a hemshach of what he's saying before, that the importance of the yichus was, and he brings a halacha here. The halacha is that when a woman marries, when her husband dies, she marries another man, or gets divorced, whatever, we need to wait what's called havchana. Havchana is 3 months, so that we know she's not pregnant. And the Gemara says also by a kohen, we don't know his yichus. We know he's a yichus, but we're not sure which father. We say it identifies a person when you say who he is, where he is. So it gives each person a separate slot. If I say all the kids kol anarim, then I've removed that. So here also he says the pasuk is miyachis them, because by being miyachis you give each person his particular knet, his particular place. The esemish is a matter can nosi be ishe shiftoi who will chinas hamaza kloli imishe kechovik hashemayim. So attaching each person to the nosi v'shevet produced that identification of each individual. So the Akedah is saying there were two things about the counting process. One is to show that in Klal Yisrael the numbers are extremely important because they're describing a metzias, not a mikra. It's not, it just happens to be a lot of people. Each shevet has a certain amount of people, and each beis avos and so on. The second point is that to sketch the yichus of each one. So that also, it gives each person high soul a chshivas for who he is, as opposed to just part of a lot of a bottom line cashman that counted everybody in 600,000. Okay, I think we'll hold it over here. So I guess a good yontif. Next week will be Shavuos, this time Be'ez Hashem. Okay, a good fach.